Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, beautiful people. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirits this beautiful Friday. I know I am. I just wanted to say that I got a short and sweet message today, and this is how I feel. This is how I went to bed feeling. And it's just a little bit extra today. And this morning, I'm going to be reading from 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. It says, be thankful in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. That's it. Be thankful in all situations. Every situation, there is a reason to be thankful for. For all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his riches. All things. Be thankful in all things. Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you first and foremost for waking us up today, for giving us a new lease on life, a new opportunity to go out and seize the moment and share your love and be great, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the missed opportunities, for the things that you didn't allow us to receive, Lord God, because in the end, it's for our good. You saved us from something. You save us from heartache, from extra work and extra assignment, extra stress. We thank you this morning for those losses. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of strength and comfort, Lord God, to those who are mourning this morning, who are grieving the loss of a loved one. We thank you in advance, Lord God, this morning for their strength today, that they may be able to walk and go forward and be, Lord God, in a spirit of peace, in a spirit of joy, in a spirit of happiness today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for healing, Lord God, for those who went to bed last night with sick pain and doctors' diagnosis and things that were spoken over their lives last night, Lord God. But this morning, we thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of healing that is inside of them, Lord God, because your word says that greater is he that is in me, that is in the world, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, for being in them today, for being in those, Lord God, who are dealing with stress and hurt and pain, Lord God, and walking around in fear. I thank you today for their victory, Lord God, because, again, greater is he that is in me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, knowing that you are with me, knowing that you are in me, knowing that you guide me, knowing that you lead me, knowing that the greater is inside of me. I can reflect on those. And I don't know what tomorrow holds. I thank you in advance for prosperity across the board, favor, health, spiritually, mentally, financially. Lord God, I thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to deposit into my life, Lord God. I thank you in advance for your supernatural blessings, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for unity and peace in families, in marriages, in relationships, in households, Lord God, in friendships and businesses, Lord God. I thank you for unity in the schools, Lord God, where the children are going back to school, Lord God, with the staff and the teachers and everybody, the administrators, Lord God, can come together collectively, Lord God, to do your will and to do your word and to love and to be who you call them to be. I thank you, Lord God, for that victory this morning. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the new season that you are bringing to each and every one of us in advance. I thank you, Lord God, for what you are getting ready to do in our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that today, Lord God, someone will be blessed by our lives, Lord God. Someone, Lord God, will hear this message, Lord God, and walk in their thankfulness, Lord God, and be able to be so grateful of their lives that they can focus on someone else, Lord God, who needs them, who needs a word, who needs encouragement, who needs a hug. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of just being present, Lord God, the spirit of clarity where our minds, Lord God, are free, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of peace. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of joy, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of happiness, Lord God, it's you and you alone, Lord God. And for those, Lord God, who ears are in tune to this message, I pray, Lord God, and I thank you in advance that they hear your voice. They hear a message from you, Lord God, where they can walk in thankfulness, where they can walk in peace, where they can be thankful in advance what you're getting ready to do in their lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this season of prosperity across the board. It is you, Lord God. It is you, Lord God, we give thanks. It is you, Lord God, that we give honor. It is you, Lord God, that we give praise. It is you, Lord God, that we lift our hands, Lord God, and fall to our knees and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, in all circumstances. Thank you. It is in Jesus' name we come together, we pray, and we stand on your word. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. I love you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be thankful. This is the day the Lord has made. Be blessed in it. Be loved. And have an amazing day. Talk to you later. And have a great weekend. Oh, it's Friday. It is Friday. Have a good weekend. And if anybody is in New Orleans on this call and listen to me, I am selling bus ride tickets for my family, so hit me up on Facebook, and I'll tell you more about it. I love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.